This is the KASU 604 newscast for Wednesday, October 4th. I'm Brandon Tabor. Planned Parenthood is asking an appeals court to prevent new restrictions on how the abortion pill is administered in Arkansas from taking effect, while the organization takes the issue to the nation's highest court. Planned Parenthood Great Plains yesterday asked the 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals to stay its mandate while the group petitions the U.S. Supreme Court. The appeals court said last week that it wouldn't review a panel's decision in favor of the law requiring doctors who provide the abortion pill to maintain a contract with another physician who has admitting privileges at a hospital and agrees to handle any complications. Planned Parenthood said the stay is needed to ensure that women can continue to access the abortion pill in Arkansas. Arkansas revenue came in below forecast last month. The Department of Finance and Administration says in September, net available revenue totaled $518 million. That's $3 million above the same month last year, but $7 million what was expected. Department economist Josh Shelnut says a couple of factors came together.
We were below forecast in sales tax by $5.3 million. That was partially offset by gains in corporate income tax filings. Individual income tax refunds were greater than expected, and that largely produced the result of $7.1 million below forecast for the month.
For the first quarter of the fiscal year that began in July, Shelnut says the state took in $1.3 billion, which is just above what had been forecast. The city of Jonesboro has named a new chief financial officer. Business owner and certified public accountant Bill Resnicek was announced as the new CFO in a city news release. Resnicek has over three decades of accounting experience. The Michigan native earned his master's degree in accounting from the University of Memphis. Resnicek has lived in Jonesboro for over a year after moving from Memphis. He owns Resnicek CPA and Consulting and has held executive positions for Monsanto, Shelby Die Casting Company, and Rubber Queen Pretty Product Corporation. As the city CFO, Resnicek will head the finance, grants, information technology, and human resources departments. He will also work closely with the city leadership in budgeting and managing the day-to-day operations. Resnicek will replace Suzanne Allen, who resigned last month to take a job in the private sector. And this is day three of the KASU Fall Fundraising Campaign. You can go online to kasu.org to pledge support for the programs that you love, such as Morning Edition and the local and regional news that you hear at 91.9 FM. I'm Brandon Tabor, KASU News.